Chapter 6. 102 Questions. When we arrived at 221B Baker Street, we got out of the cab and went in. When we were in the sitting room, Holmes spoke at last.
Please sit down, Mr. Ryder. Now, you want to know about those 24 geese. Or maybe about one of those geese. You're interested in only one bird, I think. A white goose with a black tail.
Oh, sir!
Ryder said excitedly.
Where did it go?
It came here, and it was very interesting. We found something in it. The most wonderful thing. Here it is.
Our visitors stood up weakly. Holmes opened his safe and took out the blue diamond. In his hand, it was cold and beautiful. Ryder looked at the jewel, but said nothing. Holmes spoke for him.
We know it was you, Ryder,
he said.
Sit down and have some tea. You look very weak.
I gave Ryder some tea. He sat down and drank it quickly and looked at Holmes. I saw he was afraid.
You don't need to tell me much,
said Holmes.
I know nearly everything about the case, but I have one or two questions to ask. How did you hear of the Countess of Morcar's blue diamond?
Catherine Cusack. Her maid told me,
said Ryder.
I see.
Holmes went on.
So you and Cusack wanted to get the diamond and sell it for lots of money. You asked John Horner to come and repair the window because you knew he has been in prison. When he left, he took the diamond from the Countess's jewel box. Then you called the police. Because Horner has been in prison, they believed he was the thief. It was all very easy. Then...
Oh, please!
Cried Ryder, now on the floor at Holmes' feet.
I'm never going to do anything wrong again. Please don't tell the police. I don't want to go to prison.
Sit down in your chair, said Holmes coldly.
You're crying now, but did you feel sorry for young Horner? He knew nothing of this crime, but the police believed he was a diamond thief, and so he went to court and he is now going to prison, all because of you.
I can leave the country, Mr. Holmes. Then, when I don't go to court, Horner can leave prison.
We could see about that later,
said Holmes.
But now, please tell me, Mr. Ryder, how did the diamond get from the hotel into a goose? And how did the goose get into a shop? And please, tell the truth.
Ryder began.
When the police arrested Horner, I left the hotel with the diamond in my coat pocket. I didn't want to stay at the Cosmopolitan, not with the police everywhere, looking at everything. So I went to my sister's house in South London. She lives in Brixton Road with her husband, Mr. Oakshott. I saw lots of police officers when I was going there. And when I got to Brixton Road, I was very scared. What's the matter? My sister asked. I told her about the diamond thief and about the police arresting Horner. Then I went into the garden to think. What could I do with the diamond now? I remembered my friend, Maudsley. He started well, but he went bad. And in the end, he went to prison for his crimes. Perhaps he knows about selling diamonds, I thought. So, I decided to visit him at his home in Kilburn, in North London. But how can I walk across London with a diamond, I thought. I can't have it in my pocket, not with all those police officers in the streets. Then, I looked down at the geese in the garden, and I thought of something. I knew one of those geese was for me, for my Christmas dinner. So, I decided to take my goose there and then. I quickly caught a big white goose with a black tail. Then, I took the diamond from my pocket and put it into the bird's mouth. I felt the jewel go down its neck. With the diamond now inside the goose, I felt happy. I could walk to Kilburn and back easily. Then, my sister came into the garden. "What are you doing with that goose?" she said. I put my bird down, and it ran off with the other geese. "That's the goose I want for Christmas," I said. "Very well, take it with you," she said. "Well, Mr. Holmes, I caught that bird, killed it, and took it with me to Kilburn. There, I told Maudsley all about the diamond, and he got a knife and opened the goose. But we couldn't find the diamond. Maybe I didn't catch the right goose." I quickly ran back to my sister's house and went into the garden. There weren't any geese there. "Where are the geese, Maggie?" I said. "In Mr. Brickenridge's shop in Covent Garden." "Were there two birds with black tails?" I asked. "Yes, there were, James," she said. "And to my eyes, one was no different from the other." I understood it all then. The diamond was inside the other goose with the black tail. I ran to Covent Garden at once and went to Mr. Brickenridge's shop. But the geese weren't there. And when I asked about them, he told me I sold them all at once. "But you must tell me, where are they now?" I asked again and again. But he never told me. You and Dr. Watson heard him earlier tonight, Mr. Holmes. He never answered my questions. Now my sister thinks I'm a terrible brother. I'm a thief. I'm going to get a bad name. And I never got any money from my crime at all. Oh, am I going to go to prison?"
He put his head in his hands and started to cry. Holmes didn't speak for a long time. Then, in the end, he stood up and opened the door. "Get out," he said.
"Oh, thank you, thank you,"
said Ryder, and he ran out of the door, downstairs, out into the street, and away.
After all, Watson,
said Holmes.
It's not my job to do the police's work, and young Horner's going to be all right. Ryder isn't going to go to court now. If Ryder isn't there, the police have no witness to say Horner was the thief. Maybe I'm doing something bad, but I don't believe it. I think I'm helping Ryder to be a better man. Send him to prison now, and you make him into a thief for life. But now he's scared. He's not going to go wrong again. We found the solution to the crime, and that makes me happy. And it's Christmas, after all, and Christmas is a time to be nice to other people, I believe. And now, Watson, let's ask Mrs. Hudson to give us some dinner.